And you're listening to Culture Shift. I'm Ryan Patrick Hooper. Right now in studio with us is Melody Batens from the Detroit News to talk to us about plant-based diets and how those are changing grocery store shelves and menus at restaurants more than ever. 10 years ago, it was definitely more difficult to be a vegan in Metro Detroit than it is today. So Melody, give us the sky view. Are there just more options on grocery store shelves and inside of restaurants if you're vegan?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think restaurants are seeing that the more options they have, the more customers they're going to get. The customers are going to be happy. You know, you might not get a 12 top of all vegans, but you might get a couple out on a date or something, or a group of folks, and one of them is going to want a plant-based diet. So to have that option is smart, and it's you know, the more the better for restaurants in terms of what they can offer people. And also, you don't have to be vegan to eat vegan. If something looks good on a vegan menu, there's no law saying you can't try it.
That's a big part of it, is that a lot of times people will go vegetarian, go vegan for one or two nights out of the week. So
right.
That's the advantage of a restaurant, to be able to cater to that as well. And then the industry in general, Forbes reports that plant-based food options rose 8% in the United States in 2017, and vegan cheese alone is expected to be a $4 billion industry
so crazy.
By 2024. And yeah, if you look at Meijer, Kroger, some of the more mainstream grocery stores, the vegan options keep expanding. We're seeing this in restaurants now too. Kind of run us through some of the things that caught your eye when you were putting together this profile of where vegans can go for good meals.
Well, I've noticed places like Terry's Terrace and Ale Mary's, which are sister restaurants, they have a separate vegan menu. And that's kind of the first time I've seen, you got vegan restaurants, you've got kind of vegan things peppered in on the menu with maybe a little V next to them or a little leaf icon. But this is a separate menu just for vegans. They have both the Impossible Burger and the Beyond Burger, which are different than your bean burger or your grain burger. These are actual, like, meant to look and taste and be textured like actual beef. And there's differences between them, too. The Impossible Burger is wheat protein. The Beyond Burger is pea protein. So that's gluten-free. Impossible Burger is not. And they have that, like, you know, fake meat taste for people that maybe aren't vegan or aren't meat eaters anymore that miss that taste, or people that maybe their doctor told them not to eat beef anymore, but they still want that experience. In Hamtramck, the Nosh Pit opened just a couple of days ago. They are a vegan vegetarian food truck, and now they have a brick and mortar in Hamtramck on Yeoman Street. Their cafe there is going to be 100% vegan. No vegetarian options there, and they just opened last week.
And a quick shout out to some of the legacy places in Metro Detroit that have been catering to vegans for years. In Season Cafe, they still do it just as good as most of the restaurants.
36 years,
it just
yeah.
happens to be all vegan food. One recommendation I would have, don't try to imitate so much of normal food and vegan food, because it always lets you down.
Exactly. There's so much you can do with plant-based food. There's, and especially if you're a chef that's been studying this for years, or it's you know, comes naturally to you, let them work their magic. There's some cool things they do without having to be like fake ribs or fake beef or they try everything. Chicken McNuggets, like, why do you have to have chicken McNuggets? Like, but it's what people are familiar with. And if you're new to veganism or vegetarianism, I can see that kind of being a way to go.
And sometimes the vegan dish can be surprising. I was at Flowers of Vietnam recently. The tofu.
Yeah.
It's one of the best things on the menu
yeah.
there. I think that would shock a lot of meat lovers. But still, if we go to Los Angeles right now, Metro Detroit is still pretty far behind in terms of vegetarian and vegan options. Would that be safe to say?
Compared to Los Angeles, for sure. For sure. And it's growing, and I'm seeing a lot more special events for vegans and vegetarians. There's the V313 Fest coming up on March 8th. Mabel Gray is going vegan for a whole week. They're doing their tasting menu all vegan. That is this week. And from what I understand, they are really booked up. They're going to take some walk-ins, but people are really excited. I saw a post that the restaurant posted on Facebook. It got over 400 comments, which is, I think, interesting for any topic to get 400 comments on a Facebook post. Frame in Hazel Park, right next to Mabel Gray, Chef Rebecca LaMalfa is having a vegetarian dinner there coming up with, she's teaming up with Drought Juice, and at Revolver and Hamtramck, another kind of permanent pop-up space, Jay Gundy and Katie Kuhn, those two chefs are going to have a 6-course vegan meal. There's 4 seatings on March 23rd to and 24th.
That was Melody Batens from the Detroit News. You can find out more about all of the vegan and vegetarian restaurants and pop-ups that we mentioned here in this piece online at WDET.org. You're listening to Culture Shift.